Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Married at First Sight, Denver, Colorado, season 17 recap. Be sure to like, subscribe. You hear my excitement, right? Yeah. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
Man, yeah, you know, it's bad, man, because we this last episode was so bad. It took us a week to do this review, and I took absolutely no notes.
Trying to talk you out of doing it. I'm like, we don't need to do it. Let's just not do it. I kept trying to just say, look, let's just, you know, who cares? I think everybody else is tired of it. Let's just wait to the reunion. But you being the person that you are, I was like, fine, we'll be consistent. We'll do it. Yeah. 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 Committed.
Hey, Shoshana says, hey, tune down your enthusiasm, guys. We're trying. We're trying our best to not sound overly excited.
I know. Yeah.
We don't want everybody to feel bad about how excited we are about this one.
Yeah, so excited to hear about these low self-esteem, dysfunctional people.
Right. Oh, man. Kitty says, I didn't want you to do it, but I'm an avid supporter. Well, we appreciate you, Kitty. We really appreciate you.
Yeah. See?
So, you know, okay, let's just get to it. Let's, you know, they say the best thing to do is just pull the Band-Aid off. Just rip the Band-Aid off. This episode, and we're going to go through this episode and take your feelings and really ask about how you feel and any questions you have about this season as a whole, right? I think we all know what that would be. But in this one, all the old couples, well, almost all the old couples, because Brendan, of course, is like, psh, I'm done with this. They showed up, got together, and had a conversation. Was there anything that you got out of that conversation? Was there anything they got out of that conversation?
I think that conversation could have totally been avoided. It was a big waste of time. You know, Brendan wasn't there. Claire and Cameron weren't there. You have Lauren and Orion getting into it again because Lauren just seems, to me, she played the victim a bit here. You know, blaming Orion. You brought me back into this. I didn't even want to. And you reached out and you kept pulling me back in. I was like, no, you allowed yourself to get pulled back in because all of us kept saying, leave Orion alone. After the honeymoon, you should have been done with that dude. Don't even talk to him and let it go. But you allowed
that stuff to happen. And he got spicy. He got a little spicy. He was a little feisty.
Yeah. Yeah, he did, but it was pointless. I mean, Lauren, take the upper hand and just say, hey, I'm good, which she finally does now.
Yeah.
Right? Where she said, I don't need anything, but I thought that thing was a huge waste of time for both.
Danielle says Lauren and Orion got the most out of it.
What? Exposure?
Closure.
Closure, huh?
Yeah, I mean, because think about it. Orion finally, you know, put on his big boy pants and said, all right, look now. Hold up. Easy with this attitude in front of everybody. Because he was always ABCBC, ACBC before, right? So he says Orion has always been sassy and a little spicy.
Yeah. And then you have Emily that, you know, says that the guys cut all their experiences short.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much the guy's fault. And I know, almost said Marshall. What's his name? Becca and
Austin.
Austin.
Yeah.
Austin was like, what do you mean? You know, da, da, da. And it was just a huge waste. But I do think that Emily and all them make it seem like they are victims in all this, and they're not.
Well, I mean, they are in a way. I mean, and here's the thing. Even on the after party, I know you didn't watch the after party. I did. She said it felt like it was a conspiracy, right? Like it was a concerted effort between the guys, minus Michael, of course, to do this. And, you know, because they didn't want to discuss anything on camera or they had all these conversations off camera. And one of the things Michael said about it was like, hey, well, that's one of the things that he and Chloe did. They said if they found themselves about to have a deep conversation to do with the relationship, he's like, they were like, oh, hey, let's wait and have it on camera so we have an authentic conversation on camera. So a little different. Danielle says exactly what we thought. Exposure and closure is what they got out of it. Orion admits he was lying in a way, even though Nikki B's like, hey, Lauren is a clown. Why are you mad for not getting a reply when you say you didn't want one?
Exactly.
That's a great point. I didn't understand that either.
Exactly.
I actually expected one of the women to explain why that happened because, you know, to me as a man, I couldn't understand that. I'm assuming that that was woman code for something.
She's speaking only to the ladies on a frequency only women can hear.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they were like, oh, well, I know exactly what she meant. What she meant was this.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I just didn't get how Lauren was just that upset about Orion. If you're done, you don't really care. Why are you getting so loud? And then the whole, you know, let me finish. Stop interrupting me. You guys have always been taking control. I'm like, where are y'all getting this from?
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Marcy Robbins here that Emily proved Brennan right.
Yeah.
I mean, she is just a negative, whiny complainer.
Mm-hmm.
And who wants to be around that? And I think all of them, like, misery loves company. So if the guys conspired, then I think the ladies got together and said, we're going to be unhappy and it's the guy's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of accountability in this.
No, not a lot. Michelle says Emily made a mean post about Keisha. Totally didn't care for Emily and her negativity. You know, the thing about it, she did try to get a little spicy with Keisha again. And this is not the first. Again, we know it's not the first time. She just doesn't realize that Rudy will fold up now. Don't be fooled by what you see on TV.
I'm going to have to see if I can go to Mavs fan and just find the clip. I don't want to watch the whole after party. I just want to see when Emily got spicy with Keisha again.
And Keisha's like, hold up. I didn't finish my question. Said, watch your mouth, little girl. I'll fold you up. Well, she didn't say that, but, you know, we were translating for her. J-Rose says the former couples on last night's show said they felt this cast cared way too much about what people think. Now, in that case, I'll say you're right, and it's the men on this cast, this season, that care too much about what other people think. Because the women didn't seem to care. We know Emily didn't. She was going to drink regardless, so.
Well, and I can agree with that because there is an element of you're on TV.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to be represented? You represent your family and all that. You know how, like, we grew up. I was taught when I'm leaving this house, I'm representing my family.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that makes my last name who my last name is. Mm-hmm. And so I could see that. But they're also, you're on a reality TV show. So you got to put some stuff out there. I think they were trying to control the narrative. I think Brennan was not trying to blast Emily on camera because he could easily say, hey, you come across like a drunk.
Right.
And this is why I'm not interested. That's not a good look for her. But the ladies did put all their feelings out there, minus Claire. So I think Claire was lying and faking it the whole time. But
Petey thinks the same thing as you. She says Claire was
fake.
There
you go.
Now, Zoe says, didn't like the men this season either, but the women weaponizing their tears this season was too much as well. Hey, I've been telling you about these WWTs for a long time. A long time. I'm just saying.
But what are Lauren's? BWTs?
DWTs, Denver. Women's tears.
There you go.
Nikki B says this season of women minus Chloe were trash. Hold up now, because I just want to point out, and I'm not saying you specifically, Nikki, maybe you did, you are one of the people who did it, but y'all accused Chloe of being an actress. She was only acting. She was only doing this. And she was only here because she was the producer behind camera, willing to come in front of camera and pretend to marry Michael.
I don't think she's an actress. And you know why?
You were the one who said she was an actress.
I know. Hold on. I've changed my mind. Let me tell you why I don't think she's an actress.
Tell me, Rudy.
Because actresses don't suffer from dry mouthedness as much as Chloe does.
Oh, my God.
So they could. I mean, honestly, you know, if you are an actress, you're a professional, you could talk all the time. And without, you know, the way Chloe looks like she always needs a big glass of water. Every time that she's on camera. So I don't think she's an actress, but I do agree that all the ladies, minus Chloe, weren't great. Chloe was great for the show. And I think Chloe was great for Michael, but I would not put her in the same category as the other four women.
Yeah, wouldn't put her in the same category, and you really can't. She's the only one that got some this whole season. Michelle says, I didn't care for Chloe. She's in her head too much. I mean, I guess I could see that a little bit, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I think Emily, and I still believe Emily and Brennan hooked up.
Mm-hmm. I believe so, too. I really think they did. Nikki B says, Lauren was fake. How you sleep with someone a few weeks before the wedding, but you're sliding down the wall crying? Because she's like, I gave up this good sex for this? Wouldn't that make you... Well, no, yours is because of drinking, sliding down the wall. I'm trying to think of somebody else who slid down a wall. Yeah. And you weren't crying. You were just trying to, I'm trying to feel alive again.
Yeah. Well, I've argued that for Lauren to be acting this distraught over a relationship that lasted 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3 days, the whole thing. Everyone else, you know, Becca and Austin, I get it. They went the distance, yeah. Right? Emily and Brennan, they went the distance. Claire and Cameron went half the distance. But
they went 1 month. They went a third of the distance.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Lauren and Orion's relationship lasted just about as long as a herpes breakout. Like 3 days. So I've been told. Does that mess up the monetization? Did I?
No, I'm just wondering if there's something you want to tell us. Jesus Christ.
No, I've heard.
Oh, my God. She can't understand why Becca is still so in love with Austin. And I have to agree. I don't understand it either because he did not show her anything that said, okay, stay... Nothing we saw said there's a chance at all. Right?
I didn't see it. You know, I think if you're with someone that's not showing you any affection that you are living with for 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
why would he say yes? Like, why do you think a person would say yes on decision day?
Mm-hmm.
I think she just feels betrayed of the whole producer thing. I think that plays a big part of it.
He says because she thought he was so hot.
I guess she likes guys in backwards baseball hats. You know, that's her kink.
Her kink is hairy men. Sasquatch. Short Sasquatches. That's bad. By the way, High Vibe did ask this one question off of your statement. Sir, Terrell, why do we know that?
I read. I drink and I know things.
Hi, Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah, I drink and I know things. But you just hear things. All I'm saying is their relationship lasted 3 days,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. You know, you have to quarantine from COVID longer than their relationship lasted.
True. Now, here's the thing, because we did ask this question. What was it about, why was Becca so in love with Austin, right? Chrissy Sunshine says he was kissing her, right? And here's something that's... coming up quite a bit, because Miss Sophie says, because Becca loves the idea of loving Austin. She had a crush on him. Danielle says, it was the kissing that confused Becca. I've always said that kissing is more intimate than sex. I've always said that, right? Even though Nikki B just says, Becca came off desperate, that's all.
Yeah, but I know you real well, mm-hmm. and you're not going to be only kissing intimate for 8 weeks.
No.
Right. So... Not the Yanni I know. You would not wait 8 weeks. Oh, but we're kissing. This is so intimate. It feels so close. No.
No, I'm saying is kissing is more intimate than sex. You can have sex with somebody and have an emotional connection. But that emotional connection, there's that passion can come with a kiss.
Agreed, but 8 weeks of kissing is not enough for me to say, yes, let's stay married. Hey. Which they both did say, yes, let's stay married. And then.
But they also did other things. They kissed other places too, so.
What, donkeys?
Yeah, well, that too. Hence the question from Sinan's fan. What did that mouth do, Austin? And Michelle does say, was everything about Austin confusing Becca? Now, look, here's the thing. Nikki B says intimate kissing leads to breakfast in bed.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Only intimate kissing, nothing else, leads to me going back to my house at 8:30 at night.
We did have at least one more decision day, right? Which was our last hope for something good to happen. And
I think the experts' last hope, not ours. The experts are like, come on, we need one.
We just need one. Chloe and Michael and their decision day. Of course, all the things leading up, blah, 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 blah. Here we get to the decision day, right? Were you surprised?
I wasn't surprised that Michael said no. And when we get to interview him, I want to dig deeper into why he said no. Mm-hmm. Because originally I was thinking he was going to say no because of the foster kids and the animal farm, you know.
Okay, but here's the question. Do you think he could have gotten backlash if he said that was the reason?
No, because that's a valid reason.
Is it?
But yeah, it's a valid reason to say, hey, what you want for long term for your future is not the same thing I want. We're not a good match. That's valid.
Right.
But I think there's more to why he said no. And it wasn't just that. Now, I will say I was disappointed in Michael because, A, you get the second chance to do this. You could have just said no. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was some incentive to say yes to a second chance for TV. But to go through this process and say you feel you're not ready for marriage, you didn't realize marriage was a lot of sacrifice and all that. I'm like, come on, man, you knew what you're getting yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there was, I don't think that he's not ready. I think it's his, it's Chloe. They're just probably not a good long-term fit. And I think that's what he realized. And he was a good gentleman about how we, you know, let her down. But I think that's the reason. But originally I was thinking it was the foster kids and the animal farm, but or the animal plantation that all these kids are going to work on.
By the way, Michael is in the chat, says, you know, hey, I had to stop in to catch this. Can't speak on things until after the reunion and still aiming to chop it up with you fellas. So we're looking forward to talking because we have questions.
Yeah.
And one thing we know is you're going to answer the questions, whether we like the answer or not. So we like that.
Yep. Appreciate that, Michael. We can't wait. We're looking forward to it.
And the ladies in the chat are going to be waiting with their own questions. So
they have some questions, too. So
Yeah.
And more so than, hey, Michael, what you doing later? Questions. They got questions about the show. We all know they love Michael. They're going to ask some stuff. Could be personal. But hopefully they got a lot of questions about what happened on the show.
Yeah, Michelle says those experts are almost begging for Michael and Chloe to stay together. Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to lie. It felt like that. Like, as he's like, okay, so the things I was thinking are like, wait, hold up. Hold up, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't think y'all finished. Let's talk about this first.
Yeah.
It really did feel like they were begging them to stay together.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper was like, well, hold on. Why don't we just talk about this? If you're going to fight for it, this is the time to do it. Like, you should fight for it. I wouldn't give up. Please. Right. Please don't give up.
Please.
Give it another shot. Our contract is up. Please. Give it another shot.
They told us if we don't have any couples stay together, we're not here next season.
Yeah, it'll be Dr. Pia. Pastor Cal can go back to his church or whatever he does. Uh-huh. Dr. Pepper can go do whatever she does. Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Pia will end up having a couple new experts. Maybe Dr. Pia in charge, because Dr. Pia is the only real expert to me that asks a lot of the questions, really digs and gets into the good conversations.
Yeah.
So maybe Dr. Pia needs to take charge.
Now, Layla says, Mikey, how could you do that to us? And Kevin is like, you know, Michael changed after he GTD.
Nah, I don't think that was I don't think that was it. I don't think that was it. But really, I think sometimes
we do.
It could be. I just don't think that was sometimes it. I think we'll find out more. Mm-hmm. But I just think that end of the day, probably not a good match. And honestly, if you really think about it, I think Chloe's gonna eventually realize that, you know what? Michael's probably right. We're probably not the right ones for each other.
So Shannon says, Michael said no to the five bad attitude kids, one-legged cows, and blind chickens. Can you blame him? Yeah, I would say no, too. If life is described as that for forever, I'm going, you know what? I'm not ready to be married.
I don't have any of my own kids. And someone's like, you know, Tara, I love you so much. I would love to just adopt five.
Yeah.
and then we can put them out in this field and work with a bunch of these sick animals. I'm just like, I'm sorry.
Say about that.
Yeah. It's not going to work out. I see your five kids in Animal Farm. I will raise you two dogs and maybe one biological kid. Let's see if we can do that.
Yeah, that was quite a bit, right? Now, Sinan's fans says, I'm confused. Michael got to do the experiment twice, swearing he was ready for marriage, how he never thought about sacrificing part of his independence. That's a major part of it. And that is a great point, right? Because one of the things was, you didn't think about that sacrifice. Well, marriage is about sacrifice, right?
Mm-hmm.
But is it that we have a false sense of what marriage is? Is that why a lot of marriages aren't working? Or is it because people are not willing to sacrifice? And is it the fact that he goes, I'm not ready to sacrifice for this person. So it tells me this is not the right person. Is that the better move? Because you will make the sacrifice for the right person. There were times I told my wife, I said, hey, I can tell I like you because anybody else said that, I would have run already. And this is an early dating stage.
I've never been married, so I can't answer. I'll leave that to the people in the chat. But I do think that there are someone there. You do come across someone you would sacrifice for. Maybe Chloe's not that person, but you know, your question about marriage. Let the people in the chat who are married or have been married educate me, because I don't know. But also, I do realize that when you're in your 20s, 30s, it's it all could sound great, and maybe you're not thinking long term, or maybe you start out hot and heavy and everything is great, but then life starts to happen.
Right.
Right. Kids, family, all these other different pieces that can make it messy. So I don't know.
Expectations are something that's different, right? Because everybody has their own expectation of what it is. And I remember someone that we both know, I remember when she got married. And the first thing she did was cut everybody off and was like, okay, it's just everything that happens in my life is going to be me and my husband. And he's like, wait a minute. What happened to all your friends? What happened to your sorrows? What happened to your life? No, we still have to have a life, and we have a connected life, but we also need to still have individual lives in that sense. Like, we just can't eat, sleep, and breathe each other every minute of the day. And I think that's the expectation sometimes that different people have going into these things.
But don't you have those conversations, and for the married folks,
not everybody
don't you does. Have the conversations of what your expectations of a marriage is before you get married? Or do you, like, say I do, jump the broom, have great, and then at the honeymoon before you go to bed, be like, all right, look at here. Mm-hmm. You're going to make breakfast tomorrow. I want my breakfast hot and ready at 7:30. And that's the kind of woman that you're going to quit your job. You're going to be a stay-at-home mom or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, don't you have some conversations about what you're both expecting before you actually do it?
Mm-hmm. Now, Celery08 says, I think Chloe didn't want a husband who borrowed her jewelry, so she decided to push her animal refuge plan. Because if you realize what Chloe said, she did say, I'm glad I waited till today to make this decision because I thought I would feel differently. Which sounded, in retrospect, that she was thinking of saying no prior to getting there on decision day.
I think she was probably thinking no in the early stage, you know, when she saw the clothes, the skirt, the pearls, all those things were in her head. Mm-hmm. And then the more that she got to connect with Michael, the more she got to see his strong masculine side that he has.
When she got to feel it.
And then, you know, Penelope and all those things probably helped play a role into it. She was like, you know, I am all in. Mm-hmm. And because I thought that too, that, you know, her throwing out the animal, you know, I keep saying Animal Farm, animal plantation with the kids working on the fields. I thought she was throwing that out to scare him, but maybe that's what she really wants. And that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But I think that should be a first date thing that she share in her next dating ventures. Mm-hmm. Tell people that up front. If you're going to go on Hinge, put that on your Hinge profile. BTW, my long-term plan is this. Mm-hmm. If you're not into this, don't swipe right.
Michelle says, married couples are allowed to have different interests. Chloe's cows don't have to encroach on Michael's skirts.
Yes, it does. Because you look at the food and upkeep to take care of a bunch of sick animals, mm-hmm. the vet bills, mm-hmm. the rotating five new kids and what that brings in and that dynamic. And mm-hmm. she didn't want like great new kid, you know, great kids from good homes. She wants mm-hmm. the troubled youth. There's yeah. a lot that comes with that. You got to yeah. be really prepared, educated on how to handle that. There's a whole lot. So yeah, that's not just like, I want one cow so I can have my own milk mm-hmm. and you can wear the skirts, all the skirts you want. That's a total lifestyle change.
Bodine says, married 28 years, 3 kids. It ain't for punks. Hey, marriage, and that's what you hear a lot of people say. I think we saw that on, what was that, Love is Blind, with your guy Clay, who was like, well, nobody's ever said it was fun, right? About they didn't make marriage look fun. And it's the thing, because people always tell you, marriage is hard, marriage is hard. But no, it's as hard as you make it, right?
Again, I don't know. I can't answer. No, Yanni, marriage is easy. I have no idea. But I would agree that a lot of people don't make marriage sound fun. And I've said this before on a podcast. If you ask somebody, hey, what's married life like? And the first thing they say out of their mouth is, it's hard.
Yeah.
Or don't do it.
Right.
Or you single, enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. Because this is tough. Well, yeah, it doesn't look like it's fun. But there are a lot of successful, wonderful married couples that are happy and been happy since day one.
Yes.
And still happy. Yeah, you have some challenges, but you still are, you want to go through those challenges with that person. At least that's what I've been told by some of my married friends who've been married for a long time, high mm-hmm. school sweethearts even, and still together. So, but other than that, that's all I can really say. I have no idea.
It's okay. I remember a while back, years back, one of my exes, I went to go play golf with her husband. And he's like, oh, you're still single out here. What's it like? And I'm like, hey, ain't nothing good in these streets. Stay where you at, bro. Stay where you at. Because, look, if you think marriage is hard, single life is tough.
Preach. I'm not looking forward to it. But
every time you tell me, be glad you, I'm like, yes, I am. I'm very glad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think being in a relationship is great. Now, single, it sucks, mm-hmm. you know, because then you're alone and all that stuff. So there's that. But then when you're trying to decide you want to start meeting people, then you got to go through all that crap and BS and listen to these lies. And mm-hmm. you're just like, oh, this is, I'd rather just stay home and mm-hmm. just be single.
Now, Kevin been married 25 years, 4 kids. He says, hey, I love married life. Find the right one. And at the same time, on that same line, CXM says, I was married for 17 years. Just make sure you marry the right person. Again, this is why, and I know it's a disappointment for a lot of people that Michael said no. But if you feel this is not the person, and sometimes there's no way to put it into words, you can't actually say yes, right?
But couldn't you also argue that with the divorce rate being what it is, majority mm-hmm. of those people that got married thought they found the right one.
Mm-hmm.
And it wound up not being. So that's the thing. How do you know? Maybe that's where Michael is at. Like, mm-hmm. how do I know, like, this is who I want to be with? But it's easy to say, find the right one. Although I don't think there's one. I think there's a lot of ones. You just got to find one of them.
Right.
But it's just not that easy. Or else the majority of the people who got married, you just argue and say, okay, if you've been divorced, you didn't find the right one the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But now you found the right one the second time. Or the third time. Or the fourth time. Right.
I know some of those people too. Chrissy Sunshine says, I'm married 13 years. We have a great partnership. I'm loving my relationship. And that is great to hear. Nikki B says, being single is only hard if you want to be with someone. Is that true?
Again. Being single is only hard if you want to be with someone. Well, yeah. If you don't want to be with anybody, being single is awesome.
Right.
It's even great,
though Michelle says single life is ghetto.
But I mean, it's not fun to be. It has fun moments being mm-hmm. single, but you'd prefer the stability and the consistency of what a relationship would have to offer. Now, mm-hmm. I would ask Michelle GM, who says, you know, when it's the right one in your heart again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Majority of the people who got divorced.
Yeah.
Didn't they also feel that was the right one in their heart?
Mm hmm.
So it's just not an easy thing for people to say, well, find the right one. Well,
yeah. But okay, very, very important point right here for Marcy. Before you find the right one, be the right one. And because I remember that, and we had this discussion a long time ago, and it was about we're looking for these things in someone else, right?
Right.
But what are we bringing to the table? And I think just that kind of introspection is really needed from a lot of people, because there are a lot of delusional people out here. I've heard a lot of delusion. Well, I need what your favorite guy, who's no longer here, Mr. Samuels, who the high value men, the people who wanted them.
He was out there, but he had some valid points too. At the same time. But I agree. I mean, you got to know that what are you the good person that you're wanting? Mm-hmm. You know, the things that you're wanting, can you get that out of someone else? And do you have that to offer? I agree. Some people have to have that. But again, mm-hmm. you got a lot of people who've been divorced who said that. Now, people who are happy in their marriage and having their relationships, of course, they're going to say these great things. But I'm curious about the folks in this chat who've been divorced. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that that was the one? Mm-hmm. And then now looking back on it, do you realize it wasn't? Did it just change? Did you settle? And not counting the one, well, he cheated on me 5 times, so I divorced. Yeah, that's obvious, you mm-hmm. know, or whatever. But I wonder how many people that have been divorced, remarried, feel like their first time, this was the one, and everything felt right, and I felt like I was getting the right person. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just easy to say that if you're in one that's going well.
I mean, because you think about that, just even without getting down the aisle, there are people who in relationships are like, oh, this is the one. And you've been in those before too, where, you know, I've been in those before. Oh, this is the one. And like, nope. And you realize that before you cross that line, though, there's a difference, right?
Right.
So Michelle says, sadly, I knew he wasn't the one, but thought he could become the one. Mm. That is something that I've noticed women do a lot of at times. So, oh, I can change this. I can change him. I can change this part of it. And we may joke a lot and say women like a fixer-upper, but yeah, they got to want to change.
Yeah. Now, see, this is some interesting stuff. You got Jay mm-hmm. Say-So, long discussion on that, Terrell. Mm-hmm. You have Layla, one of the I'm sorry. Layla, this is a good comment. I'm not saying it wasn't, but it was the one I was trying to pick. But Reality Sister says, Terrell, unfortunately, some people knew the person was not the one, but felt pressure to get married. I've heard that too.
Yeah.
Yanelle says, Terrell, if I'm being honest, in my heart of hearts, I knew he wasn't the right one, but I went through with it anyway.
Ooh, so why?
I appreciate the vulnerability and sharing with that, but I think that's the case sometimes, that sometimes you feel pressure. Yeah. You've been together a long time. We might as well get married, especially when you started dating like in college. Been together, now you're in your 20s, I guess we should get married, although mm-hmm. you might have had some reservations. So, and I'm sure there are guys who have done it too.
It's interesting, because I think I've talked about this before with people who are in relationships for years, and you're like, so when y'all gonna get married? Oh no, I can't marry him, or I can't marry her. And I'm like, but why are you in this long ass relationship?
Right.
Why are you letting life pass you by because you're comfortable? And sometimes that could be it. CXM says, I'm divorced, I settle. No plans on getting remarried. I'm assuming I settled. And that's something else, too. Sometimes you go, well, all right, well, yeah. Or say, if it doesn't happen now, maybe it's never going to happen.
Right.
And some people get married because of that. And then it's just like, you know. So, again, this is why I can't fault anybody who says no when they're sitting there at that moment.
Yeah, I've had people tell me, well, Terrell, what are you going to do when you get old? Who's going to take care of you? And I was like, well, I have really good insurance. So probably a 25-year-old nurse that's really nice, but it's hard but firm, but also patient and really kind to me at the same time.
Now, when you say take care of you, Shoshana says, I was married at 22, had a long marriage and divorced. It was great. We just grew into different people. And that can happen too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess the question in that space is, you know, when you grow into different people, then does that mean does you grow into different people and separate amicably? Or does it become something really bad, right? Because that's, I've seen that happen as well too. You know, you can see those that are nice and good and it's all good. And then those who just like, who the hell is this person?
Yeah.
And you just really got to wonder why sometimes, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, man, look, so many this, oh, wow. Trace said he never really kissed her.
Yeah. See, this chat's therapeutic because, yeah. You know, people can get it out. Mm-hmm. We probably would never all meet these people in person. Sometimes it feels to put your truth out there, get it off your chest, and maybe it'll help you heal. But, mm-hmm. You know, marriage is not for, as Pastor Kell's books, marriage is not for punks. And I think to jump into a show like Married at First Sight, mm-hmm. to sign up for it, if you are not really ready, this is probably not the thing for you.
Right. Yeah, this is, this will be a wonderful random thought one day as we get back to our regular episodes coming up in the next couple of weeks from High Vibe. Says women fall in love with potential.
Mm. I could agree. I'd agree with that. And I know
men fall in love with what, the finished product?
No, men. I fall in love with what, if you're not what I'm looking for right now.
Yeah.
No. I'm not thinking about potential. Well, maybe she could do this or we could. No, you got to kind of have what I want right now for me to even think about even dating you. So, mm-hmm. But you're right. I think there's some women that see potential in guys. Sometimes they see the potential mm-hmm. In some men that could be some great people if they just
listened
and learned and mm-hmm. Let the woman build them up. Because some women have done that, have taken some dude that was, crap and developed him up into something else amazing. And then sometimes they think they have met sugar that eventually turned to shit. And they're like, well, I've been here this long.
Yep.
The devil I know compared to the devil I don't know. And you just stay in the relationship.
That's dangerous too. Just to go back through some of these before we get out of here. Christy Sunshine, I want to let you know that I'm going to go backwards on these two. Getting married and having kids doesn't mean you will have caretakers in old age, by the way.
Yeah.
But having insurance does.
Like Chris Rock says, coverage. Gotta have some coverage.
By the way, earlier Shoshana said Michael can probably find a better match in this chat. We know that.
When we bring him on, I'm like, hey, Michael, be ready.
Marcy had said, Michael embraced all of himself. More men should do that.
Agreed. That's what we like about Michael. Agreed.
Okay. Here's the problem I have with this statement. The more men should do that. Because the problem is, the minute you get mad at that one man, all of a sudden, he's sassy, he's this, and all kind of things. So don't say everybody should do it. And then when you get mad at them, all of a sudden now, why are you in my closet? Yeah. So I'm just saying, and don't act like, there are a lot of people who do that.
Well, but again, it all depends on the type of person you are. You can't be a woman that wants someone that's like Michael, that mm-hmm. Is vulnerable, open, and all the positive things he brings to the table. But then all of a sudden, when they do something piss you off, you talk to your homegirls, like his punk ass at home, and whatever. He want me to bring him something nice. Who the hell he think? Like, you can't be that person. So yeah. I agree with you, Yanni.
Yeah, well, that's about time. Thank you. Michelle said marriage is fun if you make it fun, but it's still not easy. Going strong with my husband now for 18 years. Congratulations.
Yep. Congrats.
J Rose says, I want to get married, but I ain't living on no damn farm.
Not for me.
Mario J says marriage is easy, especially when you work out of town for months at a time.
But I get it. I get it. I get it.
There are men in the chat right now, like,
yeah.
How'd you get that? Yeah. How do you sign up for that? Hey, Keely says divorced, still trying to unpack it after 6 years. He cheated, completely blindsided me, and I rushed the divorce. Trust was broken. It's hard to regain trust. Trust is easy to give, but once it's broken, that's tough to come back from, man. And sometimes you just got to do that. Just, hey, I'm out. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to do that. Here's an interesting question from Marcy, too. It said, did Chloe ever ask Michael what he wanted?
I think she did. It might not have been as interesting for TV, but I'm sure she did. I can't imagine that Chloe was like, I want this, I want this, I want this. You want some meat? And didn't ask him anything else about what he wants for his future. I'm sure she did. But his story might not have been as entertaining as five troubled youths and an animal plantation that these kids can work on.
So we purposely skipped over it. And Tehu was like, hey, can we talk about the photo shoot with all that booty in our faces?
I mean, what do you want to talk about? The one thing I will say that I liked about the photo shoot that, you know, they had a chance to speak out loud about, this is what I like about myself physically, but here's what I don't like about myself physically. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what's interesting about that is the things that we might not like about ourselves are things that other people like about us.
Right.
You know, so I like how the Becca's concept of taking a picture so you can see how the world sees you was good. But what else do you want to say about the photo shoot?
Miss Sophie, man, damn. The photo shoot was a good idea for them to do off camera. Here's the thing about this. I absolutely agree with what you just said, Tara, right? In a sense, like, okay, because some of the things that each woman said they didn't like about themselves wasn't bad. Mm-mm. Right?
To us.
Like, you know,
yeah, to the viewers, they're like, no, it's not bad at all.
I feel hippie. I'm like, those ain't hips. I've seen some hips. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute. Michelle says that photo shoot was crazy. Who cares? CXM says the photo shoot was different. Nikki, I'm not even playing with you. I'm not even playing with you, Nikki. Michelle says that photo shoot was too hot for TV. However, they felt good about it, so okay. Exactly. And they felt, this is what, even on the after party, it's one of the things Becca said, like, I think Keisha asked if she ever done anything like that, you know, before. She's like, yeah, these are my favorite types of shoots because it just lets the subject see themselves the way we see them.
Right.
Now, that may be after a couple touch-ups because you do it like the Instagram, but, I mean, it is what it is. Oh, Kitty, really? I could have said worse.
not we're going to be nice.
We're going to be nice. Jay say so. I do agree. Claire was a little awkward in it. She was, right?
And but I think she's awkward Michelle because we don't like her.
Yeah.
I think it's because we all don't really like her. And you take you put that into it. Yeah, we think everything she might do is awkward because we all, as they say, feel some type of way about Claire.
Yeah. You know, and Nicole says, look, boudoir shoots are so popular these days. They are amazing.
Yeah. And, well, if you want to put some of your boudoir shoots in the chat, Yanni won't look because he's married, but I'm single. So I would love to see some of these boudoir shoots. Love to have a look. I mean, you know, let me see how popular they really are. Do tell.
And Layla, you are so wrong. I'm not even going to read that one either. It's not bad, but I'm not going to read it. Jesus. By the way, I just want to point, Lucy B had said this about Chloe and Michael. She said they could have said they found out they were related and Dr. Pepper was still told them to stay together.
So what you're saying is y'all were born to be together, right? Right? At least until the reunion. Can we just say that?
We just need it. We need it, please. We need it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, on the way out, I'm just going to say, do this one. Because when you talked about the whole 3 days, you know, the outbreak thing, and Chrissy said, Tara watched after school specials.
See, some people pay attention to.
You said you read books?
Yeah, some people pay attention to the after school specials. You're like, got it. So how bad is it? So you have it forever. So what happens? Oh, just got it. Noted.
Oh, my God. I'm going to leave all these comments in here in the chat alone. I'm just going to leave them. I'm going to, guys, we love you. Do us a favor. Please hit the like button. If you're not subscribed, please hit the subscribe button as well and hit the bell for notifications. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit found on your net. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.